Lord. Hello? Okay.
Always wanted to do that. Yeah,
that's so gross. Well, we're totally like getting high.
Biggie! Biggie! Biggie!
No, slow.
Have you ever had an STD? Okay, honey, just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's gonna break.
Sometimes my voice annoys me.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Samantha.
And you have downloaded episode 185. I just want to say, like, every time I hear that, I think of how, like, poor quality production the show was. Right.
We shared one little bitty microphone.
Right. We were talking into a microphone that was shaped like a penis, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those days.
And it sounds like crap. It sounds like we're like in a hallway or something.
Yeah.
that's
funny.
And now here we are with all this production equipment and still not getting paid to do this show.
But it's so fun.
We are missing Nicole today because we got some tickets at work to go see a Bucks game, and I gave mine away, but
I didn't get
any.
Oh,
Samantha. Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Well, I don't sit on the same row as you, so I wouldn't go anyway.
Next time. Hopefully next time you guys get like Busch Gardens passes or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because then we can go.
We?
Yeah, because I have a pass.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, so you're assuming I'm going to give you my ticket? You sure didn't invite me to the Bucks game with your ticket.
Well, I knew you didn't want to go.
And yeah, no.
Because we're not football chicks.
No, could you see us? Go Bucks. Who's
B-U-C-S.
The Bucks? Which one's the Bucks?
Is that hot one? Is that a buck?
They look like ants.
We would be more. We'd be like the cheerleaders off Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell. So, yeah, Nicole was at a football game, so it's just me and Samantha today.
Yeah.
I was just discussing with her about how I threw up on Friday because I had heartburn real bad.
Ew. He wondered why gross. His ribs were sore.
Yeah, because my ribs are all sore. Mm-hmm. It actually feels like I had, you know how, like, when you have awesome sex?
And then you're sore the next day.
And you're sore the next day.
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of what it's like, but I know I didn't have sex. So.
Yeah, there'll be none of that. That's funny.
I cleaned up my apartment yesterday, which
looks nice.
Really good.
It does.
I got rid of a bunch of books, which, by the way, yesterday when I was going to go, I know this is terrible because I threw away literature, you know, school books. Mm-hmm. But I could not sell them anywhere, and I couldn't even give the fuckers away. The bookstore wouldn't even take them. I was like, here, donate these. They're like, oh, we can't take that. So.
Why can't they take it? It seems silly.
I guess because they can't do anything with it.
Oh.
But, so I was walking to the dumpster with a big, yeah, maybe we should turn off our phones. Yesterday with a big pile of books, and I get halfway there, and this homeless person is like going through the dumpster.
Aww.
This homeless lady, and I was like, I'm scared. So I turned around and came back to my apartment.
Guess I won't throw these away. She might
left.
Steal them.
No, I was just afraid. She's like,
gonna hound you for some money.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you got a nickel? Nickel sack.
Oh, Samantha almost knocked the microphone over.
And I almost pulled my headphones off my head as well. Man, can you get comfortable?
So, yeah, I did that, and I dusted a little bit. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah,
I still need
totally.
To dust over there. And I vacuumed, and I washed dishes.
I walked in, it smelled really good.
Awesome.
You're going to love my apartment, too. I did a lot of work yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
There's no more boxes in my living room.
Yes. I don't know if we... talked about that, but 2 weeks ago, Samantha moved to a new apartment, and it was
hell.
Like the worst thing ever, because not only was it 98 degrees outside, and I don't mean the group,
yeah, it was
because if it was, we wouldn't have moved.
No,
we would have been moving in the bed
or watching them move with their shirts off.
Actually, just like maybe not even Nick Lachey because he wasn't that cute. What was the dark-headed one?
I don't know who that
was. He was the cute one, the shorter one.
Yeah, his brother.
Yeah.
Who won Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think. Drew.
Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute. So Friday after we got off work, we started moving. Well, actually, Samantha was off on Friday.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm ready. I got everything all packed up. I'm ready.
There was a lot more than I thought. I had a 3-bedroom apartment with 2 little girls with tons of crap.
My God. There was so much stuff in that apartment. And she said she packed a lot. And I was like,
it felt like a lot. My whole dining room was full of boxes. And so was the living room. And my brother and I had moved a lot of stuff before you got there.
But we were both lucky because Chris had someone to help him.
Yeah.
So
thank God.
I didn't have to lift anything heavy because I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
Up and down the stairs.
Right. Which I had a good idea. We formed an assembly line.
Yes, that was perfect. Like, one person was getting the stuff out of the truck, handing it to another who walked him halfway up the stairs. Then the person who was halfway up the stairs handed the box to the next person who walked to the top of the stairs and handed it to the person to walk in the door.
And it was great.
Yes.
It was still 98 degrees with about a 95% humidity.
Yeah. Impossible to breathe, in other words.
So we would go up and get everything, and then we'd spend like 30 minutes in the apartment.
Yeah, all 4 of us would just sit there staring. Oh, God, it's fucking hot.
And we did this for like 3 days in a row.
And then finally, Monday, after everything was moved, my mom and I had to go and clean. That was hell. Oh, well.
I'm so glad
it's
that's
done,
over with.
Right? I'm still not unpacked, and it's been 2 weeks now. But
what's even worse is she moved from an apartment upstairs to an apartment upstairs.
So we're getting stuff, moving it down the stairs, driving about a half a block, and then walking up the stairs.
But sucked. I know what you mean now about living on the top floor, because now, like, it's getting kind of cool because it's getting like down to 67 at night.
Yeah.
And I want to open up my windows, but I'm so afraid if I fall asleep, somebody else, they'll try to get in my apartment.
Yeah, they can
come
right in. I can leave my windows open at night, even during the day when I'm at work. No one can.
I know.
Unless they have a ladder, and who's going to do that without
in the middle of the day?
Yeah, when there's maintenance men. Hey, what are you
doing? I don't know. This person that lives next to me before, this lady that lived there, she had a dog that was worth like, I don't know, like $2,000 or something. And somebody like broke into her apartment and moved shit out.
What?
And took the dog.
What?
In the middle of the day.
Oh my God.
I know.
Upstairs?
No, downstairs. Oh. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm here or not. People want to do it.
Yeah.
And I would hope that somebody would say, oh, that's not.
Friends of yours could get in the back door without your key. So, while it was locked, you need to get that fixed.
Yeah. Actually, all I need to do is get a broomstick and put it at the bottom of the thing.
I need
because
one.
That's the only reason they were able to get through.
Yeah.
But good thing they were friends.
Right. Remember when you had drug dealers living next? Well, it was down a little further, the next building over, but they kept thinking it was your apartment that was the drug dealer.
They come up to your porch. It's the people right diagonal from your mom's house.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was the same apartment you're in, but the next building over. So. Right.
And they would come knock on my door like fiending.
They'd come through the back, so they didn't know the number, so they'd knock on your glass sliding door.
And I'd be like,
what's going on? I'm so scared.
I don't have drugs.
Get out of my house.
I don't make them either.
Right.
So, let's see. What else? I can't. We're kind of off track.
The book we got in the mail.
Oh, yeah. So, this book that we got in the mail by Drew Ferguson, who's the author, he actually sent a couple podcasters a copy of his book, and we're supposed to all get together and critique it and talk about it. But all three of us on the show have finished it, and that book was awesome.
It was awesome.
We can't really talk about it right now, I guess, because...
Well, just tell them the name, they can read it, and then...
Yeah. But thank you, Drew. It was awesome.
Yes,
thank you for sending it to us.
I love my little note inside. It said I'm a doll.
Yeah, he actually signed them and everything, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But the title of the book is called The Screwed Up Life of Charlie II, and it's by Drew Ferguson. It's like a
coming of age.
Yeah, coming of age kind of book. So it's pretty good. Go check it out, buy it, and read it, and tell us what you think.
Yeah. Because we loved it.
We did love it. And it was funny. And we laughed. But we'll talk more about that when we're able to do a critique show, or we're supposed to be on Archer's show, but I don't know if I'm able to get Nicole and Samantha in the same room to be on it.
Right.
So if we're not, then what we'll, I'll do the Archer show, and then we can do our own show.
Yeah, because Nicole needs to be here when we do that.
Or we could just, I could ask Archer if we could just use his show and put it on.
Yeah.
You know, that. Or, but I want Nicole and Samantha to talk about it because they kind of see it as a different point of view than because we're
women.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Drew Ferguson. We really appreciate it. And good luck with the book.
Yes, we loved it. Thank you.
It was awesome.
We love Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. we do have some more emails, and a lot of it is about the diarrhea song still.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about the diarrhea song?
I just want everyone to know that I refuse to be on the show when they're talking about that because it's so ridiculous. It's so fifth grade. Like, when I remember being in elementary school and trying to make up the best. Like, it's not even middle school.
But don't deny it. Every time we have one, you laugh.
I go, huh, huh, huh.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't laugh like my normal happy laugh. It's just like, oh, okay, that's a little funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so hilarious that I can't breathe funny.
No, it is. All right, well, we made fun because Brian, we text messaged Brian in the middle of the show to find out what his was that was so funny. Uh-huh. And he finally remembered it. He posted it. He said, if you're riding in your rocket and out poop pops the chocolate diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
See,
that was my laugh.
We had someone go back in the day and listen to an old show. It was episode 86. But I don't think that was episode 86. But I thought it was way 50. But it says, I thought it was like before 50. But anyway, it's the episode that says, my inner pedophile wants to fuck your inner child.
What?
And they wrote, I don't know who it is, the email address. I've never talked to the person, but they said, y'all stupid motherfuckers are on some gay shit. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means.
Right?
I guess I'm old. Is that good or bad?
I think it's bad.
Oh.
I don't know. Who cares?
Hey, if you left that review and you're still listening, could you tell if that's good or bad? Because yeah. I don't know.
We think it's bad. So if it's good, please let us know. But it's episode 86. So
right. That's like
it
a
might
long
just
time
even
ago.
Be about the title. So
that could be. I still have mail from where me and Nicole were actually doing diarrhea songs at work. So should we go through? We'll wait another time. For
yeah,
that.
No, I'm not interested. Sorry, guys. If you really
she loves
love
us
it,
some diarrhea.
I'm sorry. I cannot put myself through that today.
And
I will let you and Nicole handle that one.
I have to read these two because they're funny.
All right.
This is also from Brian. When you think you're about to faint, but it's just a messy taint, diarrhea.
As I close my eyes and shake my head.
Or when you're tooting out your own.
Can't even say it.
When you're tooting your own horn, but poop is blasting out with corn, diarrhea.
Oh, my God. I guess poop doesn't interest me because I have to change a dirty diaper every
right.
day. So I just don't think it's that
oh,
funny.
God, I love it.
Oh, Lord.
All right, we have one more from a listener, from Nessa. Mm. When you're listening at work and you laugh so hard you squirt diarrhea.
Oh, God.
People love the diarrhea episode.
I know, I'm
That's
glad
so
they do,
weird.
But I don't. Because it brings you back to like when you were, you know, young thinking of stuff like that.
And it's like, yeah, because you would just try to come up with some stupid shit.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. It makes you feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
I guess
when you were little,
feel...
you'd be like, when you poop in your pants and it smells like runny
ants.
Ants. Yay! That's so funny. That's what kids do. What about the yo mamas?
Oh,
yo mama's so
great.
Stupid, she got hit by a parked car. Now, those are funny.
Maybe we should do a yo mama joke show.
That'd be funny.
So... we have a voicemail.
Okay.
Should we listen to that?
Yes.
let's see here. I forget what the who called in, but sorry, I'm checking my phone. I need to put it away.
Yeah. I'm like sitting here looking at you like, what in the world?
All right, here we go.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Samantha. This is Walt. Calling to say hey. I just want to let you guys know that your last few episodes have been the funniest shit I have heard in a long, long time. Oh, man, more diarrhea cast. That's all I have to say. Ricky, I also wanted to say it was awesome meeting you a couple weeks ago when I was in the Hortlandos. I'm so glad that you were able to make it to Ryan Starr Jones' house. And you're fucking adorable.
Aww, all right,
that's
thank
all.
You.
I gotta go. There's a bus going by. Can you hear me? Probably. I don't know. All right, bye.
Thank you, Walt, for calling.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, on the show that I talked about me going up to Orlando to meet all these podcasters, yeah. I totally forgot about him. So aww. I want to let everyone know that Walt was there, and he's so fun, and he's like 900 feet tall.
Oh, really?
Like everybody else there, like Michael and Kevin, they're mm-hmm. all tall. They're like huge. I'm like, God, I feel right? like I'm a
midget, I'm
like a Smurf or
aww.
Something.
But you're tall. You're really
I
tall.
Know. And they're taller than me.
That's crazy.
Like, what the hell? Did I get like the short end of the stick or something? So he was cool. And thank you for calling in, Walt.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And so, yeah, we have two more calls. But should we save them for the next show?
No,
I don't know what else we could talk
play
about.
Them.
But we have another show to do.
Oh.
Oh. Were you not in the plan for the second show?
It doesn't matter. I can do it.
Well, we can just do one show because we're at 16 minutes.
Okay, yeah, because...
Like, the show's been only... Like, the last two shows were under 30 minutes.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were really short, so... Yeah. I'll read some more emails,
too. But at least they don't, like, drag on and they're not funny and you're like, oh my God, why did they even
right?
post this stupid crap?
Oh, there won't be any poems on this show because Nicole's not here. So the next show we will do.
Yes, because we
which
love
if we're
Nicole's
only doing one,
poems.
We need I need to try to do one more in the middle of the week. So we'll see.
Okay.
Joey Joe says, whoa, in the house. Thank you for reading my comments on the podcast. And as always, keep up the foulness. Okay, I must add to the diarrhea fun. when your ass feels like Jell-O and it shoots out something yellow, diarrhea.
No, that one works.
That's because you see yellow poop a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for commenting, and you're welcome for us talking about your comments. Thank you. And I think that she left a review also. And anyone else, leave us a review on iTunes. We're up to 85.
Wow. Did you ever get a picture of Homeboys?
Yes, we do have the picture, but maybe that's what I'll do on Wednesday. I'll have him come over and do a show because
yeah.
he wants to be on the show when
okay.
we do it.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good idea.
Also want to thank Candy for making an awesome avatar for me for my phone. See, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
With the middle
so
finger.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So thank you, Candy. Let's see. Glenn says, first time emailer. Yay!
All right.
He's like a first-time caller kind of person.
He's a virgin.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Aw, he's a virgin to our show.
Like a virgin. Touch for the
berry. Oh, my gosh.
Was it really that funny?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Ricky, I am a long-time listener, first-time emailer. Not much to say, but I really enjoy the podcast. You have certainly ran the gamut of host. Not a bad thing, as it's great to shake things up a bit from time to time. Keep up your great work. I really enjoy it. Talk to you later in junk and stuff. Ha. Glenn in Chicago.
All right.
Thank you, Glenn. Yes, I've had... how can you say this? What's that noise?
I don't know.
Touch
what?
Touch the wire. Pull it on. Pull a little bit.
Oh, because it's a little... Okay.
Is that better?
It
yes,
quit doing it before I moved it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Lord.
Thank you for emailing us. And thanks for... He must have been listening for a while. Because,
yeah.
God, I've had... Well, not everyone's a host, though. Usually they're just friends
yeah,
that stop by.
Yeah.
Because I'm like popular and junk and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm cool.
Whatever.
And people are jealous.
You're so vain.
That song is about me, bitch. Now shut up before I fucking kill you.
All right.
How about that?
Damn. King Henry VIII going to behead me and shit.
Right. All right. So next call. Here we go. Behead you.
Hi, this is Governor Sarah Palin, and I'm calling the Foul Monkeys podcast. I know it sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel. Wow, that was really bad. Whatever. All right, Ricky, I know I promised you that I was going to call, and oh, this is Franco, by the way. I know I told you I was going to pretend to be Sarah Palin, but wow, that was so bad. It's like awful. But, yeah, haven't called in a while, so wanted to say, hey, what's up? And Nicole, we will go to Japan, and then we'll go to the Vatican City, and we will meet the Pope, and we will sit in his face and tell him he's a bitch.
Oh my god.
What else? And, oh, I love the new intro. Today, on a special episode of Foul Monkeys. With the raping of whatever, I don't know. Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't drunk though, guys. Like, I got drunk not so long ago.
Yeah, are you sure you're not now?
Guess I didn't.
Guess he just doesn't. He just likes to talk.
All right, well, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Franco.
Thank you for calling Franco, even though we think you're drunk.
Yeah.
We love Sarah Palin suspicions. Voices.
Yeah.
I can see Russia from my house. Oh, stupid bitch.
Right. Oh my god.
They did another Saturday Night Live episode with them.
Did they?
The interview between Katie Couric and her.
Uh-huh.
And she was like stumbling across her words and stuff, which
oh,
is pretty
gosh.
Funny. But yeah, I don't know about spitting in the Pope's face.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I don't think people actually get that close.
Plus he's in a glass box.
Right. So you'd actually just be spitting on the glass, and you really want to go to jail for that?
Yeah. And that's only since people tried to kill him.
Right.
But, like, if you kill the Pope, if there's a hell, you're going there.
You're, like, in big trouble. You have, like, a one-way first-class yeah. ticket to hell. Skipping the baskets.
Bye-bye. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, apparently Nicole and Franco have, like, this love relationship. And
aww.
They talk online from, like, 5 to 8 every day. I'm like, really? You
Nicole
guys chat that much?
Nicole needs somebody in her life.
Oh! That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. If only she were here.
I know, right? She's not here to defend herself. I shouldn't be talking smack.
No, it's okay. She'll listen. She can think about it on the next show.
Yeah. She'll come back with something.
It'll be nice.
She'll be like, bitch, you're alone too. What?
It'll be nice to actually have both of you back on the show at the same time, though.
I know, right? It's been
one day.
A little while.
All right, here we go. Second call. Or a third call.
I can see Russia from my house. Moose pies for everyone. Trig, get down from there. All right, bye.
Oh, you were supposed to play that one first.
No, it came in second.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't like the way you did it, but I didn't hear it in the beginning. I was like, what? I'm confused. Oh, well.
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I liked it,
and
too.
And just to, like, you have to make up a whole story about Foul Monkeys and, like, how she, like, how Sarah Palin just can't fucking stand us or something.
Yeah, because we're Democrats.
Oh, we are?
I don't know.
Yeah, we are.
I was like, oh, God, did I say something I shouldn't have?
Oh, Obama.
Go, Obama. We love you.
As she holds up her head with,
like
Black Panthers. You just
oh,
did
God.
That.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't mean it like
go,
that.
Go, Obama.
I was just like, you rock. Like you do, you know, when you're cheering. Not like.
Do an Obama cheer.
I'd have to make one up.
No,
I don't know.
Do it real quick.
I don't know one. Obama's dynamite. Obama's dynamite.
That makes him
tick,
sound
tick,
like
tick 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 boom dynamite.
Is that appropriate? Because it makes him sound like an Islamic terrorist.
No, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it that way.
Wow,
he's not a terrorist.
No, He's gonna
get our country back in shape. Jesus.
And one.
All right.
And two.
Since like the whole politics has come, I have a question. You know, this whole like thing they've been doing the past couple days with like they're gonna put $750 billion into these little companies.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the $750 billion come from? And the $600 billion they want to put to give to soldiers so they have higher pay? Well, you have to have the money to give it, right? Does that mean we're going to be taxed higher?
We'll be paying higher taxes, but we'll also be borrowing more money from other countries, such as China.
Oh.
That's where
and
the money comes
from. And this is a good
from.
Idea because...
Oh, because the United States is
in trouble?
A loser nation, I guess, now or something.
Right?
I don't know what to say.
I don't know either.
Nobody likes us.
No? Can you blame them?
Right. Oh, we're United States. We're going to do what the fuck we want.
Yeah. Now look, now we're in a recession.
And we're poor as shit.
We can't even employ our own people.
Like, I was telling somebody at work, I don't want to say their name because I don't like to talk about work people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
While recording.
Right. But I'm suing you, bitch.
But I was telling them, this is the first time as an adult that I've actually felt an impact from the economy.
Yeah.
You know, because in the 80s, like when there was a recession or whatever, I was too young.
Yeah.
I was a kid. But now as a grown adult, I can, it's like fucking hard as shit.
Yeah. It is.
Like, I mean, gas is crazy. Food is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like this. For some reason, the state of Florida, prices go up, but wages don't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's, you know, normal people get, you know, a small raise during the year because of the price of living or the cost of living. But the company that we work for doesn't recognize that.
No.
I mean, they give us raises twice a year, but it's still less than what a cost of living raise could be.
Right. And once we reach our top off pay, then
we're done.
You can't get any higher than that.
Right. So it's been kind of hard lately, especially because I go to school full time and work full time. That's a lot of gas to spend. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we come out of this pretty soon because I'm tired of being bitch ass broke.
There's no more. We're like, hey, you want to go to the movies? Oh, no, man. I got to buy groceries this week.
Right.
Because if you go to the movies, it's 40 bucks right then.
Right. I have a free ticket, but I'm saving it for Saw 5.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, I have to really want to see a movie to go see them now.
Do you really want to see Saw 5?
No. But I've seen everyone with you, so I have to.
Right. I don't even like scary movies.
And I freak out in those. I like sweat. I start sweating before it starts, and I'm like, Ricky, hold my hand. I'm scared. And then at the end, I'm like, oh, that wasn't scary. It was just gross. It's just the anticipation of the scariness that gets
right.
me. Like, whenever you guys went and saw the scary movie with the people with the masks, what was it called?
Oh,
The Strangers.
The Strangers, yeah.
You told me about it, and I had nightmares about it. I didn't see it for myself.
A scary movie. I swear to God, I was so fucking scared. And I swear to God, I know Nicole was scared as shit the first time she saw that movie.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed off when she told me, I've already seen that.
Yeah.
And I was even more pissed off that you knew, too.
I know.
And then I felt stupid for being scared.
You shouldn't feel stupid for being scared because that shit looks scary on TV. And I was scared just by you telling me about it and picturing it in my head.
It was scary. Mm. So, yeah, I think this is about the end of the show. We're at 28 minutes.
Okay.
Anything you want to add?
You know what? About scary movies, what makes a scary movie really scary is when it can really happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. That's like, realistic. Yeah. It's not like, hey, Freddy Krueger in your dreams is killing you. No. This is some real life shit. People stalking your ass with scary masks on and, you know, that's what's really scary.
And I saw this other movie. I can't remember what it is. I had it in my Netflix.
In your nut? I thought you said nut. In my nuts.
I had it in my nuts. You know, just hanging out, chilling.
I haven't heard him called nuts in a long time. Okay.
You
want to
lick my nuts?
Yeah. Lick my nuts, bitch.
But it was this movie about these two uppity rich kids that like go into people's houses and like torture them. Naomi Watts is in it.
Oh, God.
Is it called The Game or The... I forget what it is.
The Game is with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, but it's something... Oh, something funny. Acme. Now I have to look it up. It's called The Joke, or hold on. I don't know if Netflix tells you what you've recently.
If you put on, you just got to go to your queue. I think it tells you what you've had.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. But I've only had two, so I don't know how many you've had. Probably way more than I have.
Not a lot, about 15.
Oh, it just tells you what you got, I guess.
Yeah, but there has to be some way of what you've seen before.
Yeah, because you have to know so you don't get them
recently
again.
Reviewed movies. I don't know. Meet the Spartans, didn't watch
it. What was it about, though?
It was about these kids that were just...
torturing people that were rich?
Pretty much, and they had no reason to do it other than they were bored.
Oh, my God. That's like those cheerleader girls.
The cheerleader girls
that were holding up little convenience stores just because they were bored and needed some money. Well, go get a job.
Isn't her name Naomi Watts?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it. It is Naomi Watts with blonde hair, little Australian lady.
That's her, right?
Yeah.
Funny Games. That's what it's called.
Was it scary?
Yes. It went well. It pissed me off. The whole movie just fucking pissed me off. Because here these kids are getting away with basically murder.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody fucking cares. Like, no one knows because mm-hmm. they're all stuck in the house and they're doing all these mean things to these people. I mean, like, really mean things.
Oh, my God.
You should watch it. No. It makes you really stressed out.
No, I don't want to watch it.
Watch it, bitch.
I'm getting stressed out watching The Tudors. I'm getting stressed because how am I going to watch season two?
Oh, yeah. And Samantha and I are kind of getting into older movies because we watched All About Eve.
Yeah, that was good.
Evil bitch.
Yeah.
I bet people were, like, looking at her. Like, back in the day, that was, like, so evil for people to do. And we're like, that's it.
Like, what? That's the climax to the movie?
All right. So thank you for downloading episode 185. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. MySpace is, Facebook is, no, Frapper Map is, not Facebook is, because we don't have a Facebook. I always forget that. Leave an iTunes review. We'd really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Glenn, if you haven't left us one, we'd really like to have that.
Yeah.
You leave a review, Nicole writes a poem. It's usually about me and how I'm fat and how she wants to punch in my teeth, but whatever. Whatever gets us reviews.
Right.
We're like on the first page of personal journals.
Really?
We're like number 6 or 7. And we're in the top 50 of life, society and culture.
Wow.
So we're doing pretty good. Yeah. We're on page 3. I'd love to be on page 2.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So the more 5-star reviews we get, the higher we move up, and the more people notice us off the main pages.
Yes.
So make sure you guys do that for us.
Yes, please.
Anything else you want to say?
Mm-mm. I'm good.
All right. I guess we're out here. This is Ricky.
This is Samantha.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.